My friends, good afternoon. I was a teacher for 35 years, and I spent over 20 years teaching on the elementary level. One of the things that you notice very quickly when you work with children in that particular age group is how strong their sense of fairness is. The children are very quick to speak up if they feel that the rules are not being followed. They feel very, very strongly that the field should be level for all and that no one should be given an unfair advantage. If children perceive an injustice of any type, if they feel that is being perpetrated, they'll speak up and they'll tell anyone who will listen, that ain't fair. That ain't fair. If we look at today's readings and the readings from the past few weeks, and we use the logic of the children, we can possibly say that God just ain't fair. In the gospel of 2 weeks ago, we heard Peter ask the Lord if he is to forgive his brother as many as 7 times. Peter thought he was being very, very generous. And yet, Peter is practically floored, almost knocked over, when Jesus tells him no. He must forgive 77 times. In Peter's mind, in the mind of all those who heard that exchange, there must have been a feeling that what Jesus was saying was impossible and also just wasn't fair. In last week's gospel, we heard the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, laborers who were hired at different times of the day to work in the field. And we heard that at the end of the day, all of the workers were paid exactly the same amount. And a lot of grumbling went on. A lot of grumbling, especially from those who were hired first. They had worked all day, and they felt the owner just wasn't being fair. He wasn't being fair because they'd been out in the fields all day. They'd been there in the hot sun. They were out there breaking their backs. And the latecomers were paid the same. Now, our fine-tuned sense of fairness might side with them. We might say that they should have been given some type of premium, some type of bonus, because after all, they had put in a full day. They should be recognized for it. We can say on one level or another, perhaps the owner just wasn't being fair. In our Old Testament reading today, we hear the Lord's answer to this charge of unfairness. In the reading from Ezekiel, we hear this challenging question from him. Is it my way that is unfair, or rather, are not your ways unfair? He asks his listeners to accept his message of love, rather than following their own instincts, their own paths of hatred or retribution. Now this follows up on the Old Testament reading from Isaiah that we heard last week. And last week we heard these words, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways." This illustrates most plainly that our God is always ready to forgive the sinner, and we must not look at the errors of others with the feeling of retribution, with the feeling of punishment, feeling of retribution and punishment that we feel that the Lord should lay on the sinner. The whole idea of God's going to get you. Now, let's look at the last half of today's gospel. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus tell the high priests and the elders, the big shots, men who had very high opinions of themselves, men who knew of their own personal holiness. And all of a sudden, they're told that prostitutes and tax collectors, supposedly the worst of people, had a head start on them in heaven because those people, those prostitutes, those tax collectors believed.